The Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted this evening to approve President Trump's pick for Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, but not without a bit of last-minute drama. First, Kentucky Republican Rand Paul switched his vote. Then Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson had to miss the vote entirely. NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell is here to sort through what this means for Trump's pick to be the nation's top diplomat. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Ari.
There was a lot of confusion before the committee voted to approve Pompeo. What happened?
The drama started just a few minutes before the hearing. First, Rand Paul announced on Twitter that he no longer planned to oppose Pompeo. Then some senators were stuck in traffic. And then it appeared Senator Johnny Isaacson was going to have to miss the vote entirely. Vote was stuck at a tie until Delaware Democrat Chris Coons offered to switch his vote from yes to present so that Isaacson, who's been ailing ever since he had back surgery last year, wouldn't have to come and do a vote at 11:30 at night. After about an hour of waiting, the clerk finally called the vote, and Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker thanked everybody, said they were done, and here's how it went.
11 ayes, 9 noes, and 1 present.
We will report him to the floor in a positive manner. I want to thank members of this committee for the diligence they've displayed. I think we've done the right thing together. I want to thank Senator Coons for being a statesman.
We had been reporting for a long time that he might not clear the committee because a Republican Senator Rand Paul was going to join the Democrats in voting no. What made Rand Paul change his mind today?
It was a pretty dramatic flip. Up until today, and actually just a few minutes before the vote, Paul said he was going to oppose Pompeo over his position on the Iraq War, his support for more surveillance databases, and his position on use of force in North Korea and Iran. Then, right before they were supposed to vote, he put out those tweets saying that he spoke with the president directly several times today and spoke with Pompeo, and he was convinced that Pompeo had changed his mind on those positions. Here's how he explained the change in the committee room.
I have changed my mind. I've decided to go ahead and vote for Director Pompeo because he's assured me that he's learned the lesson.
This isn't a huge shock, but it's a game changer for Pompeo. If Paul had voted and followed through to say no, Pompeo would have been the first Secretary of State nominee in modern history to go to a vote in the full Senate without the support of that committee.
Pompeo has been controversial for reasons beyond those raised by Rand Paul. Remind us why this has been such a contentious nomination.
Like most things in Congress, it's a little bit of politics and a little bit of policy. Republicans have accused Democrats of basically throwing Pompeo under the bus. They voted 66-32 to approve him as CIA director, which is the job he has now. Democrats say that Secretary of State is just a different job, and they worry about his policies on things like his opposition to gay marriage, how that might affect many of the gay diplomats that are serving all across the world. And they worry about that idea of wanting to have strikes North Korea and Iran. He used to support those strikes, and during his confirmation process, Pompeo said that he had changed his mind and he favors diplomacy now. And Democrats say they don't know what to trust.
After Pompeo, there are other controversial nominees headed to the Senate in the next few weeks. Senators have raised concerns about White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who's nominated to head the Department of Veterans Affairs, the deputy director of the CIA, Gina Haspel, who's nominated to lead that agency. Are they facing the same sort of risks that Pompeo has been dealing with?
They both definitely face risks, but they have different risks, and it's kind of too soon to tell what will happen. Jackson gets a hearing on Wednesday, and those concerns are about his record, basically that he doesn't have enough experience to run a big bureaucratic agency like the VA, and those are fairly bipartisan concerns. Here's what Democratic Senator Tim Kaine said earlier today at a campaign stop in Virginia.
Nothing down on the individual. I mean, as a physician, I don't think people have questions, but it's knowing the size and scope of the challenges in the VA, size of the operation and what we need to do. I think there's a lot of skepticism.
That's a pretty common complaint. People say that he seems like a nice guy, he seems like a good doctor, but the VA is troubled and needs somebody who can run a really big organization. Concerns about Haspel are also bipartisan, but very different. Senators say they want to ask her about her involvement in brutal CIA interrogations of terror suspects. And one of the Republicans who wants some answers is, again, Rand Paul.
NPR's Kelsey Snell. Thanks so much, Kelsey.
Thank you.